Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
They're going to blow for full time right there.
It's time for a look back on today's match.
This is the Full Time Report, the home for MLS in Atlanta. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It is the Full Time Report. Abe Gordon and Garrett Chapman here taking you back through what was a disappointing 2-1 defeat. Atlanta United falls here at home to FC Cincinnati. Quick peek behind the curtain because I don't take many notes. I kind of rely on my memory, kind of how I felt the game flowed. But my partner here, Garrett Chapman, copious notes, multiple pages. I don't know how you decipher through it in the moment, but I'm going to give you that opportunity now. What from all of your writings do you want to start with here tonight?
It's something that Jason Longshore talked about in the post game that they were doing right before tossing over to us. It's the fact that you make one mistake and it seems like it snowballs and they get burned. And they just consistently get burned. And that one just so happened to be a Thiago Almada giveaway on a short corner that goes 90-100 yards down the pitch and it goes and turns into an equalizer. And then they can't get their head right and they let one mistake turn into two mistakes and all of a sudden you're at a deficit at home. And it's a frustrating result. It's a very frustrating result.
Especially coming off of what we came off of a week ago. It feels eerily similar.
Very similar. I feel like it's damn near identical.
Yeah, and I have the same question that Mike and Jason had. I have the same question that I am sure is going to be asked of Gonzalo Pineda downstairs. And that is why Ronald Hernandez, because that is ultimately what leads to the second goal. He just does not fade where he needs to defensively. A corner or a cross, excuse me, that should have been relatively easy to defend gets past him, gets over him, and gets put in the back of the net. So some unfortunate aspects there. Before we continue with the analysis, Garrett, let's go over some of the statistics. This recap brought to you by Piedmont. Piedmont Healthcare offers you exceptional hassle-free care closer to home. Piedmont, the official adult healthcare provider of Atlanta United. 57.9% possession for the Wave United. A lot of that built up by the last 20, 30 minutes as Cincinnati was just trying to kill the game off. 42.1% there. Cincinnati with an edge in shots overall, 18-16. Shots on goal were even 4-4. Of course, Cincinnati hit the post twice. Mm-hmm. An XG 2.5 for Cincinnati, 1.9 for Atlanta United.
Yeah, and I'm going to look at my man of the match here. It's got to be Thiago Almada. He had the golazo, which, I mean, it's frustrating because it was a gorgeous shot. It was a gorgeous shot, a clinical finish, and one that I really felt like I felt the momentum in the stadium.
Well, you just want to celebrate it more.
Because moments after he puts the ball in the back of the net, we get Yorgos Giakoumakis coming back on the pitch. We get Johnny Silva coming back on the pitch. And it's our first look at these guys since, of course, they left with injury a few weeks ago, and you felt the momentum. You felt the momentum. It shifted into Atlanta's favor, and then it just dissipated because of a bad mistake.
So I know we're going to get to the highlights in the next segment here, Garrett. And again, this is the full-time report. Abe Gordon and Garrett Chapman live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It went so quickly, and here's the timeline. Thiago Almada scores off of an assist from Mosquera in the 59th minute. You then have the three subs you're talking about, including Giakoumakis and Sean De Silva among the three. Just 3 minutes after Almada scores, you get a goal off the bad corner. Acosta gets an assist on that one. That's in the 62nd minute. And then just 2 minutes after that, he gets his own goal. That's off a DeAndre Yedlin assist. So you're talking about the glory from Almada's incredible curler in the 59th to you're now falling behind just 5 minutes later, and you made a substitution in the middle of that. You really just didn't get a chance to really realize the glory of that goal because you get bummed out so quickly right after.
It happened so quickly. It happened so quickly, and you felt the energy just change as soon as that first ball goes into the back of the net. And it's a very similar person. It's Luciano Acosta. He's a guy who has absolutely dominated Atlanta United in his 14 matches. I want to say that's 8-7 now or something like that, but 8-6. 8-6, so 8 goals. Oh, and then actually I hear Gonzalo Pineda. Let's go downstairs to the podium.
Today you spoke about your hope that the players have learned how to manage games and circumstances. After tonight's result, are you concerned?
Well, not just players. We as coaches also, we need to reflect. I gave a very similar speech in the locker room about we need to learn about how to consolidate these advantages two times in a row. Facing two fantastic teams, Philadelphia and Cincinnati, two of the top teams in the league. And for many moments against both, we were a little bit better. This game was a little bit more even. So I want to first of all say Cincinnati deserves the 3 points and they are a great team. They played very good tonight. It was a real, real challenge. Tactically as well, but also mentally, I think some of the duels that they won that made the difference at times. But tactically, it was challenging for everyone, and they did a good job. So congrats to Pat and his team. They deserve the 3 points. After that, we were winning 1-0. It was so difficult to get that goal. We had a few chances. I had one very clear chance in the first half, and then a couple. Edwin Mosquera also in the first half, one that the first touch will be better. Maybe we scored the goal. Then the second half, another one from Saba and a very good ball from Bartek or Tristan. And then we couldn't score those goals. And then finally we scored that goal. It was an even game, and we scored that goal. And right after is just, you know, lack of understanding how to solidify the result. The first goal we conceded is, you know, is I was speechless after that. And it's disappointing. And after that, probably the momentum was for Cincinnati and they got the second goal. So we'll try to work on that. Now we will have a difficult task in Chicago and we'll try to go there and try to win the 3 points.
What happened with Noah Cobb that forced his substitution?
Yeah. Unfortunately, Noah had a little bit of a migraine.
Okay.
He had that at times, and at that moment he couldn't see something like that. So that's what I got. I couldn't talk to him at halftime, so I was with the players, and then I received the notice. So we were forced to make that sub.
And did you get an explanation from Thiago as to what happened on that corner kick on that first goal?
It was one play that we trained. I don't know if that's where the decision making of when we do those type of plays. We just made three subs and probably wasn't the best moment, but it was a play that we trained in the week. But it was just a bad execution in the pass back to Brooks. It was a set play that we tried. So those are the maturity moments that we need to get. You know, we're just scoring a goal. We made three subs at the same time. Can we just put the ball inside the box? Learning lesson for everyone, not just for Thiago and Brooks. It was everyone because we trained that play. So we just need to make sure this is another lesson when we choose to do those type of set plays that we train in the week.
Coach, past couple of games, you'd started Tyler Wolf at left wing, and today you opted for Edwin Mosquera. What were you looking for from that adjustment, and did you get what you were looking for?
Well, I would say yes, it was a successful plan. I was looking a little bit more at the pace because we knew they had fast players on the back line, all of them. So whoever played, we were expecting maybe Morphy from the very beginning on the left side, and then Miasga, and then Miles on the right side, and then Orellana with DeAndre Yedlin. So they had pace on the back line. So I needed to treat them with make a threat for them with our two wingers being fast. So Saba and Edwin having something to challenge them. And I think we were successful because there were a couple chances from both of them, those wingers getting in very good areas on the field to score goals, but unfortunately we couldn't execute that. But yeah, I think he did a good job aside from scoring some of the chances he had.
Gazzelli, you mentioned this game being tactically challenging. What was it about what Cincinnati's shape or what they were doing that was so challenging for you guys? Especially in the first half, it felt like it was very frenetic, kind of up and down, and not kind of the kind of game model that it feels like you typically want to implement.
Yeah, I felt that they were kind of man for man all over the field. The wingbacks half and half positioning, so then it was challenging for Brooks or Caleb to get the ball without pressure. And then they made Acosta to run a lot today, and he did the work. He was chasing Tristan all over the field, especially in that first half. So it was challenging. We tried to drop Daniel Rios to make that numerical advantage, but Miasga was following Daniel, so the only threat we had was direct passes, but they were better in winning those, and then it was challenging. So we tried something different in the second half. Actually, we created a very, very good chance from a goal kick in the second half, and then from the run of play, pretty much the same. They were very aggressive with their wingbacks. We knew that, but we were trying to get some numerical overloads that, because of their man marking, were not happening. And did a good job on that. They kind of never pressed directly Abraham. And then their two outside strikers, they were pressing our outside center backs in that back line of three. So then it was really difficult. And Acosta, I felt like he was doing a great job on our midfielders. So we start some rotations, and in certain moments we create what we wanted, but certainly was challenging.
Well, there you have it from Gonzalo Pineda downstairs there at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Obviously, the questions were asked. It feels like last week, and you talked about awareness and learning after the Philly match, and then we see what happens out there. We still seemingly are without an answer in regards to we found out why Noah Cobb was subbed off. We did not yet find out why it was Ronald Hernandez as opposed to other options. So we will continue to seek that answer for you. But when we come back, I think it's a full-time report history, the first time that Garrett Chapman can actually get through the highlight package uninterrupted. So you're going to want to stick around for that. It's Garrett Chapman and Abe Gordon live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium on 92.9 The Game.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Full time! This is the Full Time Report
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back into the full-time report. Garrett Chapman, Abe Gordon here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium as Atlanta United falls 2-1 to FC Cincinnati. And let's just jump right into it. Let's get to some highlights. And these highlights are brought to you by Scana. For over 20 years, Scana Energy has made it easier for Georgians to receive the best natural gas rates and excellent customer service. Call 877-467-2262 to sign up today. So the first half, it was pretty eventful. Not on the scoreboard, but on the pitch it certainly was. It was back and forth half with lots of transition play. Plus, we got our first look at the new off-field treatment rule. It was a little bit clunky with Miles Robinson there, but we did get our first look at it. And we do go to the locker room 0-0. And then in the second half, Noah Cobb gets pulled out of this match for Ronald Hernandez. So we have a fullback playing center back. But it's Thiago Almada comes through with a beautiful golazo.
Flicks to Almada, and he's able to poke it ahead now to Caleb Wiley, who lets that roll to him below center circle, and then he'll drive it ahead now to Mascara in the near corner. Edwin, dribble, 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 into the 18. Cut back pass, Almada up top. Shot! Score! The Marietta Magician has done it again! Thiago Almada gives Atlanta United the 1-0 lead on a curler past Alec Cann.
Atlanta United takes the 1-0 lead in the 59th minute, and then we get our first look at Yorgos Giakoumakis and John De Silva, who come in onto the pitch, but the momentum was quickly lost because just a few moments later, we have a bad turnover that turns into a goal.
Almada up to it. Short corner up top. Lennon can't run it down. Acosta got there first, and look out now. It is Acosta as Atlanta tries to reshape, dribbling Wiley down the left wing. He plays it ahead. Man wide open. Orellano shot, score. 1-1, second minute, in a goal that looks reminiscent to the goal Atlanta United conceded last week, but this was a 95-yard counter.
A very frustrating goal given up by Atlanta United. Lucho gets the assist, and Orellano gets the goal in the 63rd minute. And just 2 minutes later, Lucho puts the ball in the back of the net.
Murphy now dribbles parallel to Robinson in front of center circle. Passes down the right wing now to Yedlin. Yedlin will send this to the penalty spot. It gets through to Acosta. Shot! Very poor defending Atlanta United. And Cincinnati has taken the lead as the little guy does it again to Atlanta United.
Costa continues his run against Atlanta United. 9 goals, 4 assists in 14 matches. And Atlanta United drops points at home for the second week in a row. And it's their first home loss of the season. They fall to 3-3-2 on the season.
It's another one, Garrett, where you listen to the goals. And I'm still sitting back and I'm just thinking of the flow of how quickly we went from feeling good about the goal from Thiago Almada to being down 2-1 and asking yourself where you're going to get another one from. We talked about it before the game, and it creeped itself its ugly head quite a bit in the first half, to be honest. These are two of the better defensive teams in all of the MLS. When you get your chances, you cool. I actually thought Atlanta United had a number more chances than to have, and they were not clinical. There were moments where crosses were wildly overhit. There was moments of indecision that led to a shot being deflected as opposed to getting through clean, stuff like that. Just wasn't sharp enough, ultimately. And then obviously you weren't sharp enough when things turned to defense based on how quickly those goals came.
It was a frustrating match indeed for Atlanta United. You nailed it. And they weren't clinical when they needed to be. And then on the defensive side, they got a little sloppy.
Yeah.
And it wasn't often. They played in control for a lot of the game. They gave up a couple of opportunities and quality looks, but it wasn't until they get a giveaway on the corner that they really spiraled there for a moment. And it was just a 5-6 minute run where they fell apart, but ultimately that was their demise. And they fall 2-1 to FC Cincinnati. Cincinnati in the table. Atlanta United falls to 7th with 11 points on the season. And it was just a frustrating match for Atlanta United. But we are going to continue our discussion here on the other side. The voices of Atlanta United, Mike Conti, Jason Longshore, they'll be joining us here on the Full-Time Report on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Back to the Full-Time Report.
Full time.
Our United play here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back into Mercedes-Benz Stadium, site of a 2-1 defeat. Atlanta United falls to FC Cincinnati, unable to collect a clean sheet today, unfortunately. But Atlanta United would like to remind you that for each Atlanta United clean sheet this season, they will donate $2,000 to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. This year's donation total is currently $4,000. Real quick, Garrett, before we bring in the voices of Atlanta United, Mike Connie and Jason Longshore, do you suffer from migraines, Garrett? Have you ever?
No, I've had one. I've had them before, but those are based more on like concussions and stuff like that that I've had in the past, and they're no fun. Let me tell you what.
I do suffer from them. I'm sure Mike has probably seen me at work every once in a while looking like death. So I can totally understand the necessity of Noah Cobb needing to be pulled from this game. It is not just a, quote, really bad headache. It can really mess with you.
Yeah.
Mike Connie, Jason Longshore, let's bring you guys in. Hopefully neither of you guys are migraine sufferers, but a tough go for Noah Cobb, that to be the reason he had to come out.
You know what, though? Jason made a really good point during the break. It's a migraine. It's not an injury. And that might be a little bit of good news because
–
I mean, you are really, really stretching the limits of your center back depth right now. And even if you get Steven Gregerson back next week in Chicago, it does not seem likely that he could give you more than 30 to 45 minutes. So, look, I thought Noah was very good tonight up until the migraine. He was in Luciano Acosta's bag. So there is a little bit of good news there. Now, you hope it's not a migraine that would be related to something we didn't see that may have produced a concussion, I'm glad that word was not used by Gonzalo.
Right.
So I'm
He did mention that they're aware that he suffered from migraines before.
Yeah.
So it might just be a recurring thing. I get him in like once a month.
But it makes a lot of sense. I mean, Jason and I were watching when the substitution card was handed to Rob Valentino. We didn't see anyone warming up with any like great purpose in halftime, like they were about to come in, and that was that's a tough call for Pineda to make in that situation because you either have Efren Morales, who has not played with the first team this year, or you improvise with Hernandez, and with no time to warm up, I think Gonzalo even mentioned he only had maybe a second or two to even have a conversation with Ronald Hernandez, you then understand why he went with the more experienced player as opposed to Morales.
Yeah, I think Efrain Morales has had a very good preseason. He's had a good start to the season for Atlanta United, too. I think he's really turned the corner in terms of what his ceiling can be. But we didn't see anyone warming up at halftime that appeared to be in knowledge that they were going to come into the game. It was just a normal warm-up.
Yeah, I want to follow up on that. I do wonder if he was dealing with some issues inside the tunnel in the locker room but it didn't get bad till he hit the lights of the stadium.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I have had migraines. Yes, the lights can absolutely trigger it once you get to that point. If it's borderline, that can put you over the edge, and if you can't see, you can't play. When you get to that spot and you have to make the decision very quickly, you're going to go veteran every time in that, because Ronald has played at this level. He can work his way into the game as best as he can. You don't know what you would get with Efrain. I think if you know at the beginning of halftime and you can prepare him, you go with Morales there. But if it's at the that 15 minutes goes fast. If it's at the end of the 15 and you find out I have to make a sub and I don't have time to think about it, you're going to go with the veteran. And Ronald's also the kind of player who's going to put his hand up and say, I'll do it. I'll do it for the team.
Yeah.
That's the kind of guy that he is. I hate that the second goal happens and it's a mistake and he's part of it, but he took one for the team to try to fix an issue that seems like it came out of nowhere.
And Doug Robertson from the AJC, he asked Gonzalo Pineda about that downstairs. And I mean, that's why you have veterans on a squad. That's exactly why. Someone who can step up in those big spots and hopefully go make a play, but unfortunately wasn't able to get it done this evening. And guys, this is the second match in a row that Atlanta United has dropped points at home. What is the point of emphasis for this team as they go on the road next week?
It's a really good question, and there's not an easy answer to it, because these aren't normal things that happen.
Yeah.
You know, the ball from Mascara that he duck hooks away from Gazan, you don't expect that to happen. It's the right decision to try to play the goalkeeper. Short corner, we see short corners. Gonzalo mentioned it. This is something that they've worked on. It's a play, it's a set piece that they've absolutely worked on, and it's not executed well. And the timing, I think that was the bigger point from Pineda, is the timing with three new players on the field at that moment. Maybe you don't need to be, you know, tricky there. Maybe it's just keep it simple, put it into the 18. It's not an easy fix, because it's not a big problem. It's not a big issue where I got to move this player, I got to put this player into the team, I got to take this player out, I got to change the way we defend. There's none of that. It's moments that you have not executed well, and they're different in and of themselves, because the ball from Mosquera, he made the right decision and didn't execute. The short corner, wrong decision at the time, in that moment with three new players on the field and you're not fully organized, and bad execution. So the one commonality between the two, and the hardest thing to work on, is mentality. When those mistakes happen, and they will happen at all times in a season, and there's nothing teams can do to prevent them, how you handle it has been the issue, because you've conceded a second goal in both situations. You've conceded a second goal. Philadelphia's second goal is a little more fluky. It's a great finish from Wagner. This one, you get caught with your sixth choice center back, honestly, because Morales would be your fifth if you get a chance to plan it, and you get caught. But you allowed Cincinnati to grow into the game after getting the momentum. That's the part you can work on, and that's very hard to fix mentality of those moments where, Mike, you know, we make comparisons to MMA fights or boxing fights, and those are the moments where you hold on to the opponent or you hold on to the ropes and you survive for as long as you can to flip that momentum. Right now, this team's not doing that.
No, but I also don't feel that Atlanta United's like a broken team.
No,
right
there's
now.
None
I
mean, of that.
I think
no.
There can be a real temptation to overreact to a small sample size of two home matches where you've blown leads and declare, oh, you know, this and that about coaching and this and that about tactics and this and that about defending. You're still, I mean, I don't know where it's going to come out after tonight, but you came into tonight leading the league in goals allowed, among the league leaders in goal difference. I don't think there's anything fundamentally broken about this team right now. You do need to get healthy.
Yeah.
I will express this. I am concerned, because you are at a point of the schedule right now, especially at home, where you cannot afford to drop points when you consider what you have coming up in June, July, and August with international tournaments and Olympics. You're not going to have Thiago Almada here for a lot of that. You might not have Yorgos Giakoumakis here for a lot of June. You might not have Luis Abram here for a lot of June. You may not have Sabalov. Well, no, Greece didn't qualify. I'm sorry. So
Georgia, You will have Yorgos. You could lose Saba if he gets called back
right
in.
And then obviously Caleb Wiley with the Olympics. And mm-hmm. you know, you're,
yeah.
And Garth's talked about it. I mean, you need to be getting points now. You can ill afford to drop points now. But I would also say this. You've dropped points to Cincinnati and Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. These are teams in your peer group right now. I mean, you haven't dropped points yet to New England, who's really, really struggling right now, or Orlando, who's really, really struggling right now. You're dropping points to your peer group. You've got to start making these drop points up on the road where you have not been good the last couple of years, but that will be a discussion, I would imagine, for the next segment.
Yeah, it sure is. That's something we are absolutely going to be talking about. But to your point, it is – I mean, look, you're on your fourth center back. You're on your fifth center back who's not even a center back. He's a fullback.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's and, your sixth.
I mean, it's brutal. It's brutal right now. And the biggest thing, just get healthy. We got our first look at Yorgos Giakoumakis. We got John De Silva back in there. Stian Gregersen, hopefully we get a look at him next week.
From a production standpoint, you have to start getting something out of the left wing. Mm-hmm. And yes. that's before the Sean De Silva injury as well. You need more production from that left side. I think Caleb Wiley is holding up his end of the bargain and getting forward and doing what he needs to do. But Wolf has had starts. Sean De Silva has had starts. Mosquera, I thought, was pretty good in moments today. I thought he absolutely was, and his pace is always going to cause a problem. Mm-hmm. But you're not getting production out of that left wing position, and it allows teams to lean a little more on the opposite side, which has been Atlanta's strength with Saba and with Brooks Lennon.
This is the Full-Time Report, 92.9 The Game, here live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It's Mike Conti, Jason Longshore, Garrett Chapman, and myself, Abe Gordon. And we will continue to break down Atlanta United's defeat 2-1 at the hands of FC Cincinnati on the other side, right here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Back with more Full-Time Report.
A complete review of today's match on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back into the Full-Time Report as Atlanta United falls to FC Cincinnati 2-1 in a difficult match here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Abe Gordon, Garrett Chapman are joined by the voices of Atlanta United here high above Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And guys, we got our first look at the new rules that MLS is bringing in to supposedly increase the pace of play and keep people involved in the match. And we didn't really get that in our first involvement of it with Miles Robinson, right?
We actually did. In the first half, you had Miles Robinson and Nick Hagelin both sit down at the same moment. And I think the referee was trying to give Miles a little bit of leeway, just mm-hmm. a teeny bit, because there was a collision between him and Rios. And I think Villarreal gave him the leeway, and Miles actually got up and then sat back down. And at that point, the referee mm-hmm. said, "Look, you know, I can't read his lips, but I'm going to assume he said something to the effect
rules
of
are rules.
Look, that's it. You're out.
That's why the rule's there.
That's like, why that the rule was there.
That was properly done by Armando Villarreal, and teams are going to have to get used to it. And the Philadelphia's, the Cincinnati's, who they do lean into this stuff at times. They are going to have to get used to it even faster, because Robinson blocked a shot. Like, I don't think it was the collision. I think it was the block, because he was clutching at his knee. But when he got up, he was walking around fine. You can't just stay down. Mm-hmm. You just can't anymore. And that's a good thing. And I saw it play out in Next Pro last year, and it made the games better. You're going to have some growing pains. But I think in that situation, with the new rules implementing tonight, mm-hmm. Villarreal got it right, and he used them properly. The one time that I have a big issue with something that happened tonight around rules, because time-wasting's time-wasting, and you can't put rules in to make people take throw-ins faster and free kicks quicker. You just show yellow cards, and he needed to do that more.
Yeah.
I need to know what happened on Miles Robinson's possible head injury, because he was nowhere near a collision. He was nowhere near the ball. He grabbed his head. And that took away the option for Villarreal to then have him go off the field for 2 minutes. And I have a serious problem with anybody who's going to fake a head injury.
Is that something that MLS is going to take a look at?
Well, I mean, it's maybe. No, it's not that simple, though, Garrett. And that's the thing that stinks about it. And that's why I get so upset about somebody faking a head injury. Mm-hmm. Because you have protection for head injuries because of the serious nature of it. Because they're so hard to manage. Anybody who's had a concussion, a debilitating concussion, I missed 6 weeks of work, and I had effects of a concussion for years.
Yeah.
And when you fake that, it needs to be protected. But when people fake it and use it as an opportunity to time waste, That is very disrespectful to the game, and it's a problem. And how MLS deals with it is not easy, because you've got to protect possible head injuries. You absolutely have to. Every sport does. And they need to do a better job than they're doing. But when players take advantage of that, you do have fines for simulation. We've seen it here with players. Ezekiel Barco was a frequent target from the disciplinary committee of fines for simulation. Whatever the maximum is, they need to increase it and put that even stronger every time someone fakes a head injury. Because that is worse now with the new rules, because that's your way around them to waste time and slow down the pace of play.
It is the Full-Time Report. Abe Gordon, Garrett Chapman, Mike Connie, and Jason Longshore here live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I wanted to ask you, we got our first looks back at Yorgos Giakoumakis, Sean De Silva. They came in midway through the second half. It's kind of twofold. What did you see from them getting back into the flow of things today? And then do you believe they'll be able to go from the start next week in Chicago?
Not enough service to Giakoumakis to draw a conclusion, in my opinion. The fact that he was able to give you 30 today, I think, was a really good sign. I wasn't expecting him to do that much. I think Gonzalo Pineda's philosophy is he'll start you if he feels like if a player can give you 60. I think that door is open now for Chicago, for Yorgos, and probably for Sean De Silva.
I think so.
I think Jason hit on it earlier. Wolf just really struggling right now, in my opinion. I love the kid. I think he's got a very, very bright upside, bright future. Scored some big goals for this team. But Tyler Wolf has not given you really much right now. Edwin Mosquera, I thought, struggled in his starting role. Had moments, but may have struggled a little bit in the starting role tonight. You need to get Sean De Silva back. I would really, really like to go in to Chicago, Jason, with Giakoumakis and Silva starting and then have a fresh-legged Mosquera running at Chicago for potentially 30 minutes. I would really like to have
you. Definitely like to get Giakoumakis starting, and if he can get you into the second half, I think you do, because you want to get off to a good start on the road. I don't think left wing is as clear-cut, because I don't think Sean De Silva had been great before the injury, and that's why
fair.
I think it's a competition there. The thing that I'll agree with you on, like, Mosquera, I think, has been the most dangerous of the options, and I thought he had the best start of those options. But he's even more dangerous coming off the bench because of that pace and that willingness to run at players. So do you take a 6 out of 10 from the start and take away an impact sub if you got to go chase the game? Because Wolf hasn't shown that. Silva hasn't shown that off the bench. Etienne hasn't shown that off the bench. Mosquera consistently has. Maybe you take a lesser start to have the impact sub late. That would be the reason I wouldn't start Mosquera, because on pure performance of what we've seen so far this year, I think Edwin Mosquera has been the most dangerous of that group.
This is the Full-Time Report. Abe Gordon, Garrett Chapman, joined by the voices of Atlanta United as they fall 2-1 to FC Cincinnati. And make sure you're getting your questions into us on Twitter at Abe Gordon, at Mike Conti 929, and at Longshoe and at GChapATL. I have seen a few come through already, and we're going to get to those here on the other side as we wrap up and give our final thoughts as Atlanta United falls 2-1 to FC Cincinnati on the Full-Time Report, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Full-time!
This is the Full-Time Report
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Abe Gordon, Garrett Chapman here. It's the Full-Time Report, 2-1. FC Cincinnati takes the 3 points here from Atlanta United at home. We bring in and continue to chat with Mike Conti and Jason Longshore. Before we get on to some of the questions from listeners, I do want to take a moment just to get some thoughts on next week. I don't want to cut you guys too short on previewing Chicago. Look, this is a team you already beat at home 3-0. That was the TRA brace after Giakoumakis had scored. This is a squad that just got beat 4-0 today by Real Salt Lake. They are scuffling a potential to go on the road and maybe get back some of the points that you've lost the past 2 weeks here at home.
You need a hot start that you haven't had really all season. You know, the team, 10 of their 13 goals have come in the second half. You need a big start to grab control of this on the road. You don't want to let Chicago grow into it, because they are a bit of a mess right now.
Yeah, I mean, prior to 4-0 tonight, last week, they couldn't score against a 10-man Red Bull.
Yeah.
Now, we've seen how Red Bull plays with 10 men, and, you know, Atlanta United's been on the wrong end of that, too. But my point is, I think Chicago's going to be feeling a lot of pressure.
Yes.
We talk about Atlanta United maybe feeling pressure to gain back some of the points they're dropping at home. It might be kind of a dicey spot right now for Frank Klopas, to be totally honest with you.
Interesting game with the pressure for both.
Yeah, both teams are going to be feeling it. And, sometimes that scares me going on the road against a home team that's going to be – it could go one of two ways. They could thrive under that pressure, or they could press, like literally over-press too much and press themselves into mistakes. Very, very intriguing game. I do like the comfort that you're coming home to play the Loons and D.C. after this. So you just got to get through it. Atlanta United had, for about 85 minutes last year, an extremely good road performance at Soldier Field for about 85 minutes. Unfortunately, it did not end as a win for Atlanta United. They dropped 2 points on essentially the last kick of the game. And I think there still might be a dent in the announcer's table in the road broadcast booth in Chicago.
There might still be a dent in my hand.
Yeah, I would say it sounds like you're giving Jason a migraine right now with recollecting this one.
Let's not joke about it. I want to go back to the Noah Cobb thing. I'm sorry to kind of reroute you guys back to this. Because there are some people now on Twitter saying that Noah Cobb needs to go to the hospital if he lost his vision due to a migraine. And I think the literal words that Gonzalo Pineda used were he could not see. And there's a big difference
between
blurred vision and going blind. And I want to make sure, because I've tweeted about this, and I want to make sure we're being very, very clear on what exactly was said by Gonzalo Pineda. And he didn't say the words blurred vision either, but let's not jump to conclusions that Noah Cobb went completely blind due to a migraine tonight. That was never said. It's not like he's being rushed to hospital right now to be evaluated for anything like that.
And just go back to migraine history, anyone who has had one understands what losing your sight, whether that's the right term or not, is like. You double vision, it'll start, and you cannot depend on your vision, right, quite frankly. Whether it's in soccer or me trying to type in email, you can't see what you're writing. I can see, but I also can't see at the same time.
Right.
It's definitely a scary situation for the young center back, and our thoughts are with him right now, honestly, just because hopefully it's not as serious as some of the people
serious.
Are saying.
My
but
goodness.
We're thinking about it. He's a young man. Hopefully he's feeling okay after
Excedrin
a tough migraine. But so that actually does get me into my next question for you guys is assuming that this is a lingering issue, which hopefully it's not. What is the plan at center back right now? We're down to our final men on the roster. We're looking at Atlanta United 2 potentially as our potential backfill.
Well, you have to hope that it's not a recurring issue. I do not ever remember in Noah's time since he debuted with Atlanta United 2 as a 15-year-old any migraine issues. I don't remember this ever happening before. So hopefully that means this was kind of a freak occurrence, a fluke. If it is an issue, then Efrain Morales steps up and from the start is ready to go, and he's played like he is. He hasn't gotten the opportunity. Noah had a better preseason and earned the spot and kept the spot because he's been great. I thought tonight his first 45 was as good as any 45 he's had as a starter. If you're then looking past that, you're looking at Matthew Edwards, who's on a pro deal, who's trained a lot with the first team consistently. You have a lot of interaction between the second team and the first team in training. Edwards played a lot in preseason as well, so he would be familiar with everybody. He's familiar with the coaching staff. He can play on the outside or as a center back. He pretty much can play anywhere across the back line. He would be the one that initially on a short-term deal would be who you'd look at. And if you have to look at signing him to a pro deal, he should qualify as a homegrown coming through your academy before going to the University of North Carolina, and that would make it a little bit easier to fit him into the roster if you got to do that.
Mike, Jason, as we wrap up here on the full-time report, just any final thoughts before we head to Chicago?
Yeah, I mean, again, you're not where you want to be overall record-wise for Atlanta United right now. There are explanations for that, but you're going to be one quarter of the way through the season after the Chicago match, And I think this team is better than what their record shows them to be right now. But you are what your record is. And, you know, unfortunately, you've been punished catastrophically for mistakes the last 2 weeks at home. I do think this team is better than where they are right now on the table, which is seventh, which, by the way, is still playoff spot. I mean, no need to panic on any of that stuff right now. It's still very, very early. But you got to get healthy. Getting Yorgos and Shonde back tonight, step in the right direction. Cross your fingers on Noah. Cross your fingers on Stian Gregersen. And go out and get a win on the road. Gonzalo Pineda and Carlos Bocanegra have openly spoken about how this team has just not been good enough on the road the last couple years. You have a really good opportunity against a team that will be very pressured to go out and do it. No excuses. Go out and do it. And get the 3 points back that you lost tonight and keep it moving. You're going to feel very, very good about yourself going into the Loons in 2 weeks if you come into that game after a road win.
It's where your leaders are really important, in my opinion. This is where Brad Kazan, this is where Brooks Lennon, this is where Yorgos Giakoumakis are vital, because you've got to handle those moments of adversity and matches better. You haven't done that well enough in these last two games at home, and that's why points have gotten away from you. And on the road, that is what a lot of these results are, is mentality, is dealing with adversity. Got to deal with it better. You are in a fine position when you really look at the table, because teams 1 through 5 have played at least one more game than you. Miami's played 2 more games than you. You're within striking distance of everybody. That's okay. You can't panic, but you need to turn the ship around. And you do that with a win next week on the road in a very winnable game.
Look, at the end of the day, mistakes happen. It's just the nature of life. I mean, you know, whether it's soccer or anything else. And it's critical that Atlanta United learn how to not let one mistake become 2 mistakes. Very, very quickly, it happened in consecutive matches. Granted, against 2 quality opponents with very talented attacking players. But you give up, that's how you lose position on the table. And at the end of the day, this is a squad that I think is, like Mike said, better than what its record says, but you are what your record says you are, like Mike said. So it's mistakes, it's little things, and I think they can patch it up. It's giveaways in weird spots, it's quirky goals. I think this team is going to put it all together. I'm nowhere close to losing faith. We're a quarter of the way through the season, but that means we have 3 quarters left to go. Lots and lots of season left.
Well, ultimately what it is a frustrating result, the second consecutive frustrating result, 2-2 draw a week ago, and now a 2-1 loss tonight for Atlanta United at the hands of FC Cincinnati. But as you guys have all said, all is not lost, because we get to do it again in a week's time, and Mike and Jason will be live at Soldier Field for you next Saturday as we take on the Chicago Fire, probably, as we mentioned, preceded by a trip to Portillo's to get a little grub. Well,
I will say one thing. The reservation has already been made for Friday night at Gibson, so I can tell you we're at least doing that. Chicago cut, here I come.
Oh, they got great food up there, man. You guys are going to enjoy.
Until then, for Mike Connie, Jason Longshore, and Garrett Chapman, I am Abe Gordon. Unfortunately, it is 2-1 down for Atlanta United, but more to come as we continue on with this season. This has been the Full Time Report, live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium on 92.9 The Game.
You've been listening to the Full Time Report, a complete wrap-up of today's Atlanta United game.
Tune in for complete match day coverage all season long. The home for our Atlanta United is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.